pray over that oil, that blessed olive oil, or virgin olive oil. Bring it to 1400 College Drive. We're going to pray over it. No, this oil ain't for you to get rich. No, this oil ain't for you, amen, because you've been having bad luck. No, we don't operate like that, amen. But if you're trying to live close to the Lord, you've surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. As a matter of fact, I tell you, if you ain't delivered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, don't bring the oil. Don't bring it. Don't bring it, because we don't operate like that. No, we're not soothsayers. We're not witch doctors. We don't operate that way. But, amen, for those of you that believe in the anointing of the oil, amen, the calling of the elders of the church, bring the oil. We're going to bless that oil. 1400 College Drive tomorrow. God bless you in Jesus' name.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361, or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get a load of
this is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Others said we couldn't.
We'll change. Right. For these disciples, amen, were confused somewhat about how to pray. They had heard and seen the eloquence of the fine words, too high to comprehend. They had seen the praying of the Pharisees that were supposed to go to God come right back to them, because it was about them and for them. But now Christ gives direction much of the same as he had given them before in the Mount of Olives. They would find all their needs and requests crouched in these few words, and able to expand and in their own words to enlarge the prayer. Before we go any further, I want you to notice that there is some difference in the prayer, as I said, but basically it is the same thing. We may keep a continual dependency upon God when we go and pray. Yeah. The prayer says, our Father, yeah. Which would tell us that we ought to come to God as little children. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Those that come to God ought to come as little children. Because you've been given the advantage to call him Father. And in heaven, which reminds us that we are to approach the Almighty God, yes. We need to approach him with a heavenly mind. Yes. The reason why I say that we are to approach him with a heavenly mind, because he is in heaven. Yes. You can't go to God with an earthly heart. Yes. And try to get a divine blessing. You don't hear me? But you got to get in the spirit when you want to pray to the Father. Hallowed be your name is the highest of the highest. Holy, holy, holy. No other name is like this name. You don't hear me? This name will make nation in this day. Can I get a witness? Whatever we ask in this name, if it's his will, it shall be granted unto you. Can I get a witness? Now, God, there are a lot of names that hold power and prestige down here in this world. If you can go to any place with this name, maybe Donald Trump or some other billionaire, and get what you want, but there's a limit to it. You don't hear me? But this name here can raise you up from a sick bed and put joy in your heart. I wish I had somebody pray with me. This name can change circumstances. Oh, yes, he will. So, your name is above all names. Yes. And then, Lord, your kingdom come. Your kingdom come.
Yes.
Well, the same domain which is in heaven, let it be on earth.
Yes.
Can I get in there? Yes. Let peace reign in the hearts of men.
Yes.
As it is in heaven.
Yes.
Let joy reign in the heart of men's souls. In heaven. Let brothers walk together as they are in heaven. Let the power of God control our destiny. Can I hear what it is? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. One thing we know is that God's will is already done in heaven. If God got heaven just like he wanted to be. We can pray for his will to be done on our little planet down here. Then we'll have the knowledge of God and walk in brotherhood. You don't hear me? Well, not about the will of man, not about man's knowledge. But it is the love of God that's spread upon in our hearts. One thing, heaven is a place for God is ordained for himself.
Yeah.
And his power, his laws, and his glory is there.
Right.
Yes. Because give us our daily bread as we live from day to day.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, feed me. Feed me. Spiritual food.
Yeah.
Right. Feed me.
Yeah,
it's necessary for us to have natural food for our lives. Ain't that right? It nourish us and keep us in good health. Can I get a witness? But man shall not live by bread alone. But every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If you want to see a weak Christian, let him just eat physical food and never eat spiritual food. Oh, isn't that right? I'm glad every once in a while I have to tell the Lord, feed me until I want no more. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Every once in a while my soul can be. I'm spiritual food. Oh, mercy, Lord. If you just give me a little piece of Matthew, I'll feel all right. If you tear me off a little piece of John, put it between a little piece of Corinthians and Hebrews, I'll feel all right. And let me drink a little bit of Luke. Then I'm all right. So man need spiritual food. Oh, mercy, Lord. It is clear said by Jesus that man shall not live by mere bread alone. Bread can fill your body, but it don't do nothing for your soul. My soul, my soul, my soul. Sometimes. Do your soul ever get hungry sometimes? Do you ever walk a mile have to study his word for the feeding of our soul. And then, Lord, forgive us of our sins, as we also forgive those who are indebted to us. It is very important to forgive and know how to forgive. But if you cannot forgive your brother, neither can God forgive you of your trespasses. We're dealing with a forgiving God. So you got to be a forgiving person. It's a twofold thing. You got to give something out in order to get something back. Oh, is that right? How much you forgive depends on how much you forgive. Oh, is that right? And then leave me from temptation, but deliver me from the evil one.
I know I'm